All right, this morning let's just turn our Bibles over to the book of James, and we're going to read James chapter 1 and verse 7. Amen? James 1, 7. Go to 17. All right. Every good gift and every perfect gift. What kind of gift? Good gift and perfect gift is from where? Where is it from? From above. And comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow or turning. Amen. Let's go over to Acts 1:4. Acts 1:4 says, and being assembled together in how many place? Assembled together with them, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the what? Wait for the promise. Somebody say the word promise. Promise. You know when someone promises you something, what are you doing? You're looking forward for the thing. Yeah. Hey, you told me this, that, and that, man. You said you're going to bring me a nice shirt. What happened to the shirt? Yeah, you told me you're going to bring me a nice pair of sneakers. Where's the sneakers, man? Okay? And make it worse. You told me you'd bring me a Big Mac. Where's my Big Mac? Right? Wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, you have heard from me. Amen. Let's just pray. Father, we thank you this morning for your word. We pray, mighty God, that, Lord, the good things come from you. The great things come from you. The good and the perfect things are from you. And mighty God, right now, we just pray that your spirit will move to this room. I pray, God, that the joy of the Lord will flood the hearts of your people. I pray revelation, knowledge will come upon them in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, that your word will sink deeper and faith will arise in the name of Jesus. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. We give you all the thanks. We give you all the adoration because you are worthy. Worthy, and you are worthy to be praised in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. You know, this morning, I want to preach a sermon and it's called, Give Me My Tongue. Give me my tongue. All musicians, don't leave. I need one musician at least. Amen. Give me my tongue. Somebody tell somebody, loose my tongue. Right. And this tongue, it's not... You all have your tongue in your mouth. But I'm going to speak to you about the heavenly language this morning. Amen? Many of us have been in church and you have heard people speak some different things. And you know they're not speaking English. You are sure these people are not speaking English. And you may have been wondering and you're seeing, what is this so-called mumble-jumble they're speaking? Or what is this that is coming out? What is this sound that is coming out of my neighbor? Is she all right? Or is he all right? Or what's wrong with Pastor? Why does he always go into that sound? This morning, I'm going to help you to see that this is a good and this is a perfect gift. And it comes from the Lord. And it is from above. Come on, somebody say amen. Amen. Are you ready for the word? All good and perfect things come from God. And the language which comes from heaven, it is known in the church as tongues. Why? Why is this just tongues? Because nobody really understands the thing. And they're not able to put a name to it because it is a tongue. It is just great. It is just different. It is unique. Do you know that when you speak in tongues, it does not take energy from your body? When you pray it with your mind or you're thinking what to say, like, God, I worship you, God, in English, I should say. When you're praying in English, it takes effort out of you. But when you begin to pray in the Spirit and you allow the Holy Ghost to pray through you, your body does not use energy. How do we know this is true? I'm going to tell you my experience. Whenever I feel overwhelmed, and I can't find words to pray, I just begin praying in tongues. And it is so smooth, so easy. My mind is at rest, my heart is eased, I'm just relaxed. My body is totally relaxed because who is praying through me? The Holy Spirit prays through me. Now, there was a study done at Temple University. You could go on YouTube or Google it. Praying in Tongues, Temple University. And they hooked up an individual. You know, they have things to monitor your body, monitor how fast your heart races and what happens in the body, the brain and all of that. When the person began speaking in tongues, they became completely relaxed. The energies that they were using to speak and formulate words and push words out was no longer being used. Because who is praying? The Holy Spirit on the inside is praying. Now, Jesus said to the disciples in Acts 1:4, clearly he told them, he said, do not leave Jerusalem because there is a promise for you to receive. The Father has promised you in the book of Joel chapter 2 where he said, I will pour in those days or in the last days, I will pour my spirit on all flesh. And your sons and your daughters will prophesy. They will dream dreams. They will have vision. And he said, it won't only be for men, but it will be for men and women. So there is no gender when it comes to speaking in tongues. It is for everyone. Amen? It is not gibberish. It is not a foreign language. It is not crazy. But it is the heavenly language. It is from God. You know, some denominations today teach that that tongues finish with the apostles or with the early church. There is no more tongues. That is so not true. That is a lie. And that is people being deceived and then making it doctrine. I want to tell you today, when in Acts 2, Peter said, it is for you and it's for your children's children and it's for those who are afar off. Amen? It is for everyone. Now, there are two types of tongues. There are known tongues and there are unknown tongues. Most times we speak in what is known as unknown tongues. On the day of Pentecost, in Acts chapter 2, go and read that account. When the tongues of fire came upon them and they began to speak with tongues, they didn't know what they were saying, but the people around them understood what they were saying. So they began to speak in different languages. Amen? They began speaking with different languages. So just imagine you, let's say you're from Germany and you were there on the day of Pentecost and all of a sudden you know a man that does not know German because he's not learned, he's unlearned. And he immediately, boom, the power comes upon him and he begins to speak German. You go like, oh? And then over here, you're from France and then you hear another man speaking French over here. You're like, what? And then over here, somebody from Spain is down here, and you heard them speak Spanish. I thought you were a Jew. What happened here? But that's what happened. When the Spirit came upon them, they began to speak with known tongues or other languages. And can I tell you, God still does that today. God still does that today. There are tons of accounts of people going on mission trips. And when they open their mouth, they begin to speak the native language. For one, I can tell you, Perry Stone, his father. Look at Perry Stone. His father was down in West Virginia preaching in the coal mines. And he began speaking in tongues. He went to witness. And these folks there were Germans. They came from German descent. And when he started to speak in tongues, which he thought was unknown language, the little old lady said to him, sir, where did you learn such fluent German? He was like, what? Because the Holy Spirit gave him the tongue that it may be a witness to those people. I want to tell you this morning, God is not limited to your potential. God has unlimited potential. All we got to do is be available. Say, Holy Spirit, I'm available to you. You can talk through me. You can walk through me. You can witness through me because I am available. I'm available to you. And it's also called the prayer tongue. Because there are certain things that you will deal with the tongue that cannot be dealt with otherwise. But I just want to show you a few accounts. So we know Jesus told them to wait. And we know that all good and perfect thing comes from above. Because where did the Holy Spirit came from? Came from heaven. Amen? He came from heaven. God poured him out on the church. Let's go over to Acts chapter 10, 44. And it says, while Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit... Now, let me clear this up. I'm not really speaking so much about baptism, but I'm speaking more about the language itself this morning. Amen? I just want to clear some things up in the church, with the church, and for those online concerning the prayer language. Can we get the guys in the let them come inside. Those who are outside, let them come in. I want everybody to hear this message. It's after ushering time. Let everyone come on inside. Amen? Let's get this morning. Because all of us need the infilling of the Holy Spirit. We all need the prayer language. Amen? Acts chapter 10, 44. While Peter was still speaking, this was Peter in the house of Cornelius. He's a Jew. He went down to the Gentiles. So what I want to show you, there is no partiality with God. God is about people. What he will give to one, he will give to another. Once you love him with all your heart, your soul, your mind, you're after him, you're desperate for him, he's going to give it. While Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit fell upon those who heard the word. And those of the circumcision who believed were astonished. As many as came with Peter, because the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out on the Gentiles also. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnified God. Peter goes down to the house of Cornelius. Cornelius is a Gentile. He's a military man. He's part of the Roman army. And he goes to his house and he begins preaching. The moment you begin to preach, the Holy Ghost takes entrance. When you begin to speak the name of Jesus and you speak the word of God, it gives the Holy Spirit freedom now to operate in that territory. And what happened? As he was preaching, as he was telling them the mystery of the saving grace of Christ, that's all he was doing. You see, sometimes we try to complicate the thing and we want to find a sophisticated way of telling people the things of the kingdom. You know our excuses a lot of time? I don't know to speak. I don't know to preach. I don't read enough Bible. I want to tell you something. I told you months ago, your testimony is enough. All Peter was doing was testifying what he had experienced. The Bible says in John 3:3, you must be born again. You can't preach unless you're born again. You can't share Jesus unless you have experienced him. It's like me telling you to taste a fruit that I've never tasted. Oh, I heard it's good. Oh, I saw everybody buying it. But did you taste the fruit? The Bible said, taste and see that is the Lord is good. You got to taste for yourself. You got to have your experience. So now when you have an encounter and an experience with God, and now you begin to move, all things are about God is truth. Now, you cannot testify of an encounter you have not received. You're lying. God will not back you up. So when you begin to speak concerning truth, your experience, it gives the Holy Spirit room now. He enters the room. And here Peter was doing the same thing. And as he began to speak, the Holy Spirit came upon the people. And what they started to do, speak with other tongues. Now, you're saying, Pastor, I don't think I could speak with tongues. You're right, you can't. You're sure right about that. None of us can, except the Holy Spirit gives us the utterance. But what did God say concerning spiritual gifts? He said, don't be ignorant about it. Be eager for it. Desire it. Desire spiritual gifts. So now, it's not just for the apostles. It's just not for the disciples. It's just not for the close followers that were with Christ. But these were men that were far off. Peter went to them. The Holy Spirit fell upon them. They began to speak with other tongues. Unknown tongues. Just the way the Holy Spirit came. And look what happened next. And Peter answered, can anyone forbid water that these should be baptized who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have? Amen. Just as we have. So then Peter goes back to Jerusalem, and he shares and he says in Acts 11:15, Peter is given a report, and he said, as I began to speak, the Holy Spirit fell upon them as upon us at the beginning. Just like what happened at Pentecost, it happened to them. Amen? So, and this morning can happen to you. And I want to tell you, you know, it's not always dramatic. I want to tell you that the Holy Spirit is not dramatic all the time. Sometimes he's dramatic, sometimes he comes in a boom, but sometimes he comes in a still, small voice. With Elijah, he wasn't in the wind, he wasn't in the fire, but where was he with Minister Abby in the laundry? You know, there's a song that says, in the stillness, in the quiet place, in the secret, you are there. Right there. So my encounter, I was in prayer meeting on a Friday night in a little corner by myself with like six people, and I got baptized with the Holy Ghost. And that's what I'm saying. So all you got to have is faith and desire and obedience to the word and say, God, you give it to the people at the beginning and you do not change. I want the same. Amen? I want my prayer language. Amen. Then we see Paul went down to Ephesus, Acts chapter 19, verse 1. And we see there, let's go. And it happened when Apollos was in Corinth that Paul, having passed through the upper region, came to Ephesus and finding some disciples. What he did? Found some disciples and said to them, did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? Look at their response. So they said to him, we have not so much as heard whether there is a Holy Spirit. And he said to them, into what were you baptized? They said into John's baptism, that is the baptism of repentance, saying to the people that they should believe on him who came after him, that is on Christ. And when they heard this, they were baptized in the name of Jesus the Lord. And when Paul laid hands on them, the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they spoke with tongues and prophesied. Just like that. Just like that. You see, I believe what happens today in this world that we live in, there is so much comfort. We are so at ease because we have most of the things we need. You know, visit the third world. When you go to the third world, you realize that you're living like a queen. You realize that you're living like a king. You know, when I went to China, I had a rude awakening, and this was in 2000 and probably 4 or 3, somewhere around there, 2002. When I saw how people lived in China, I realized how good I live in Guyana. Because I thought Guyana was hard. But then I went to China, and I saw the oldest of oldest working, like really old people sweeping the street. When I'm thinking those old people were supposed to be on an old age pension at home, you know, relaxing, but it was hard. So in foreign nations, when people hear the gospel, they become so hungry because they are hopeless in all areas. They're not only hopeless spiritually, they're also hopeless financially. They're hopeless. They don't even have food in the house. So their hunger is so great, and there's so much of them that needs to be satisfied. So when the gospel hits them, boom, it breaks out. And like it's like a big bonfire breaks out within them. But over here in the U.S., we're so comfy. I want to tell you, get uncomfortable. Yeah. Shake yourself. Yeah. Say, man, I got to get some more of God in me. Amen. I know I got a nice bed. I know I got a car to move around. I know I got a nice wife. I got a good husband. Or maybe he's on the way. But I need the Holy Ghost. Yeah. Because there are times where you're going to hit situations where those things can't help you. Amen. And the only person can comfort you is your comforter. Yeah. And the Holy Spirit is your comforter. And the Holy Spirit wants to pray through you. And the Holy Spirit wants to edify you. Let's go over to John 14, 26. It says, but the advocate, the Holy Spirit, when the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and remind you of everything I have heard. I want to tell you, tongues edifies. When you allow the Holy Spirit to pray through you, it builds you up. How do we know this? The Holy Spirit is our teacher. Some things you will learn from the Word. Some things you will get from prayer. But there are certain things and certain revelations that will only come when you pray in the prayer language. How do I know this? I was in church Friday night. And after church, you know, altar call time, I began praying in the Spirit. And I started to edify myself in the Spirit. All of a sudden, there was a woman sitting there. I've never met her before. It was her first time here. And I saw in the Spirit that she was fighting in her spirit. In her spirit, she's fighting in her spirit. She's fighting. And I call her up and I said, come on, I want to pray with you. I see you fighting in your spirit. So at the end of service, we prayed for everyone and so forth. The lady walked up to me. She said, Pastor, I've been saved since I was age 14. I'm now in my 60s. But I was on the bus and I was on the way to commit suicide. Take this thing serious, church. There's certain things you can only get from the Spirit that you must open up yourself and allow the Spirit of God to speak to you. It is time for us to stop playing with the things of the Spirit and the things concerning the Spirit of God. He says, know ye not that ye are the temples of the Holy Ghost. Where in the Old Testament, the temple represented where the Spirit of God dwelt. That was the only place he was. In the temple, because he was in that ark and he was there, right? Now, let's look at 1 Corinthians 14:4. It says, and he who speaks in a tongue, what he does? Edifies himself. When you go to school and your teacher teach you, what are you receiving? An education. The reason for your education is to go out and become someone in life. Not true? Yeah. You make sure your kids go to school. They read their books every night. They study the work. You watch them. You say, did you do your homework? You know, did you finish your assignments? How did you do on that test? You're checking up on them, right? How did you do on that test? I hope you had an excellent score. You know, nothing less than excellence passes in this house. All the mothers walked out the room because you're not focusing on what I'm saying. But guess what happens? When you pray in the Spirit, the same thing happens. Just like you go to school and the teacher teaches you. God's ways are far beyond our ways. Don't ask why and how. When you give the Holy Spirit room, the Word of God says that he will teach you. John 14:26. When the Advocate, the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things. All things. All that you need to know is locked up in your prayer language. Just like the teacher edifies you, the Holy Ghost is your teacher. When you give him room now, watch what happens. He prays in the Spirit. Romanda roko sata lebo shata toke mateke bo sata bo siyalala mashiyamaka tebo soto. That transfers out of your spirit into your mind. There's a transition from your spirit and into your conscience and your mind, and you're able now to apply wisdom that you did not have before because the Holy Spirit teaches you. And you are so conformed to Christ that your senses now can receive the things concerning the kingdom and concern. You see, God is not only concerned about us in church. He wants to take us far above, beyond church, and allow us to operate in the world at a high level. Yeah. But certain wisdoms, certain truths are only locked up in the Holy Spirit. So when you allow the Holy Spirit now to pray through you, and you say, you got to be hungry for it. They that hunger and thirst after righteousness will be filled. Right? Will be filled. Good. So he edifies. The Holy Spirit edifies the believer when we speak in tongues. 1 Corinthians 4:2 says, and this is where we want to go. For he who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men, but to God. He who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men. Who is he talking to? Who do we want to talk to, church? Are we more concerned about talking to people? Are we more concerned about talking to God? Come on. We have to be concerned that we first talk to God. And more consumed in the fact that you have a connection and that your connection with God is intact. Get your connection with God intact first. These were new believers. When they prayed for them, they received the Holy Ghost. They weren't even baptized. But they received the Holy Spirit. Now, for no one understands him. You get that clear? No one understands you when you speak in a tongue. However, in the spirit, he speaks mysteries. This is the edifying that I was talking about. Now, you're able to speak hidden truths. The mysteries of the kingdom comes out in your prayer language because it is unknown. It is mysterious. But it is truth. Even though it is mysterious, it is vital for the believer. Are you getting this morning? Are we getting this morning? All right. It's okay. It can hurt your head. Go back home and listen to the message again. I got to stretch you, church. If I don't stretch you, I am not conditioning you and making you what God expects you to be. The shepherd. Why did God give the shepherd to the church? It's to lead the church so that you might be built up, edified for the work of God until we all come into the unity. Amen? Amen? We got to go, church. We got to go. You're speaking kingdom secrets. And these are not downloaded like our computer. You can't download it on a hard drive and then put it into your head. No, you download it through your spirit. Some of you probably say, man, I'm visiting Faith Church and this man's talking about tongues on Thursday. Yeah. Amen? You get it through your spirit. You see, how must we worship God? In spirit and in truth. God is looking for true worshipers. You see, Almighty God, when we have the spirit thing right, hallelujah, everything is easy, church. We're always trying to fix our flesh, like, oh, I don't want to wear too short skirts. Oh, I don't want my chest hair to show too much. Oh, I want my biceps to print. No, we're worried about all these outward things when what we need to fix is the spirit. Man looks at the outside. That's what man does. Why do you think this church has to be clean? Because man look at the outside. Why do you think the church got to look so nice? Because people like nice ambience. God don't care about this stuff. Why do we got to have nice time? Because if it don't look good, people don't watch the stream. It's not for you guys. You're sitting in here, you're getting your word either way. Even if it's blackout, you're sitting here and listening to me preach. Because we had that happen before. And everybody began singing and praising God until the light came on. But we got to fix the spirit. We got to condition our spirit man. You get born again, and then you realize that you're not walking by your own now, but you're walking by the Spirit, the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost indwells the believer. The Holy Ghost empowers the believers. The Holy Ghost enables. He is now your advocate. He comes and lives on the inside. He is your teacher, and now he wants to pray through you. And then when you begin to speak these truths, you speak it out into the atmosphere. You speak these mysteries. The heart of God. Oh God, hold on. You're speaking the heart of God. What really is deep on the inside of God? Who is the Spirit of God? Who is the Holy Spirit? It is the Spirit of God. I will pour out who? My Spirit. The reason the Holy Spirit could not have come is because sin was the blockage. Jesus came, he dealt with sin so that the promise can happen. Now, it is not gibberish, it is a language. It is a language. And how do we know this? It says, now, why do you want to speak these mysteries? Let me bring this down to reality for you a little bit. Why do we want to speak mysteries? Because there's life and death in the power of your tongue. So what you speak begins to happen. Even though you are not aware of what you're seeing, it is from the Spirit of God. What kind of gift comes from God? Good and perfect. Everybody wants a perfect wife. You don't care about a perfect tongue. All the young men say amen. Every woman wants a perfect man. You don't care about the perfect tongue. If you get the perfect tongue and you begin to speak the mysteries, the hidden secrets of God, all the good and perfect things are going to show up in your life. Because now you're operating from the source of your authority. You're speaking from the source of your authority. Life and death is in your tongue. And look what it says next. And those who love it will eat its fruit. Love the Holy Ghost. Allow him to speak through your tongue. Give your tongue to the Holy Spirit and say, Lord, you can speak through me. You can have your way in me and speak through me so that the mysteries and the secrets of God concerning me that you have predestined, that you have ordained for me to walk in, I'm going to walk into them. Man, church, I hope this pull you up this morning. I hope this pull you up. Because this would do some wonders in your life. You're going to begin to see some things happen you never thought possible. Listen, my testimony should get everybody excited. When I got married to Minister Cher back there, I only worked $250 a week. Who would make their daughter marry a man like that? Thank you, Grandpa. But thank you, Grandma. But listen, let me tell you, even they didn't make me marry her. The Lord made me marry her. Because if it was Grandpa, common sense would say, no! And I don't blame him. Now I got daughters, I understand. But God had a plan. And nobody could have kept my perfect gift from me! Give the Holy Spirit room to speak through you. Him room, speak those mysteries and eat the fruit of your tongue, man. Eat the fruit of your tongue. Eat the fruit of your tongue. Eat the fruit of your tongue. Tell somebody, give me my tongue. Mighty God. Tell unbelief, give me my tongue. Mighty God. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 14:5. The first part says, I wish you all spoke with tongues. That's what he says. I wish you all spoke with tongues. How many of us? How many of us? All of us. That's what the apostle said to the church. I wish that all of you would speak in tongues. Listen to me. Leave the preaching, leave the edification. This is you personally. I will preach to the church. I will take care of the church. I'll make sure everybody grows just like what I'm doing right now. But you get filled with the Holy Ghost. You speak in tongues. I'm going to speak the English. I'm going to let everybody know how they should grow, how they should behave. You see, sometimes we get so tied up and we read 1 Corinthians 14:12, 13, 14, and we're saying tongues is not for the church. Prophecy alone is for the church. Let me tell you, if you don't speak in tongues, you can't prophesy. Amen. Which prophet you have ever met that does not speak in tongues? Bring them, let me see. Because you have to allow the Spirit to bring revelation to you. What do you do when you pray in tongues? You edify yourself concerning the mysteries of God. Now, they're tongue-talking people that cuss and behave bad. Don't let them show you what God looks like. They're not God. They're not the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God is pure and holy and upright. God is God. Jesus is God. No man is God. Come on, no man is God. If we look at people's face, we don't come to church. Some people backslide because how they see Christians behave. Yeah, because they carry on well on the stage. But when they go to the workplace, they're devils. They are devils. So that's where the scripture comes. Man looks at the outside, so you better behave properly. But God knows your heart. Even if you behave good and your heart has unbelief, God sees your heart. You could try to fool people around you, but you can't fool God. Amen? Are we going somewhere this morning? Yeah. So it is for how many of us? Mark these scriptures down. Go home. Meditate on them. Let's go over to 1 Corinthians 14, and let's read verse 14 and see what he says there. Verse 14 says, let's go 13. Therefore, let him who speak in a tongue pray that he may interpret. For if I pray in a tongue, my spirit prays, but my understanding is unfruitful. What is the conclusion then? He says, I will pray with the spirit, and I would also pray with the understanding. I will sing with the spirit, and I will also sing with the understanding. So he's saying there has to be a healthy balance. You're not just going to pray in tongues all the time. You're praying for someone and all you're doing is praying for tongues. No, he's saying there has to be a healthy balance. Your tongue is for you, and it edifies you, and it brings revelation, and it moves. And there are times at the church when we're at a certain level, we might say, come on, guys, let's all speak mysteries. Let's pray together in tongues. We're unified concerning that. There has to be, everything that we do in the church has to be done with unity. Unity is important in the church. If you do not have unity in your home, I want to speak to you concerning your homes. If you do not have unity in your homes, you're living on a battlefield. And none of us are meant to live on a battlefield. Amen? We're not meant to live there. So work on the unity in your home. But yeah, we can pray in the Spirit. We can sing in the Spirit. Now, how do we know it is a language? Because only a language can be interpreted. You heard that? Only a language can be. So it's not gibberish. It is not wobble bobble. It is a language. So there comes interpretation. Now, I'm going to get into a teaching on gifts of the Spirit and all of that. And you're going to see that interpretation is a gift. Interpretation is a gift. And we got to desire the gifts of the Spirit. We got to be hungry. We got to give the Holy Spirit room and say, God, I want to interpret tongues, man. Before I leave this world, I want to, when people talking to God, I'm like, you just said this. You said that. Because what it would do, it will blow the person's mind what God has concerning them. Because it's mystery and secrets. Oh, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. And I want to be used by God to unveil some mysteries and some hidden secrets that the name of God can be glorified. You see, the Holy Spirit is deep, man. The Spirit of God is real deep. And the more you open up and the more you give avenue, is the more the Lord will bring revelation to you. Revelation is basically unfolding something. Right? Unfolding mysteries. Like the book of Revelation is a mystery because most of it didn't happen. A lot of it didn't happen yet. So it is what to come. And God is so good to us that he tells us things that are yet to come. So when it does happen, church, we stand firm and be like, yeah, I know that was coming, bro. What are you worried about? Jesus said, in this world you have many troubles, trials. Be a good cheer. Just cheer up. Chill, man. Amen. Jesus took care of that. Jesus took care of that. So when you see sickness and disease, Jesus took care of that. I'm going to confess and I'm going to declare healing over that thing. Amen. Breakthrough's going to come because what? Jesus took care of that. And that's the rest we got to find in God. But when your spirit fills and the Holy Spirit comes, he bears witness to the truth. He said what? I'm going to teach you some things, but also I'm going to remind you some things. I'm going to remind you and I'm going to lead you into all truth. So this morning, the prayer tongue is for everyone. Let's all stand. We're going to begin praying, God. I just want you this morning, those, you know, if you're not baptized with the Holy Ghost, I want you to stand right where you are and just desire an infilling of the Holy Ghost. Amen? The moment you get saved, the Holy Spirit comes and live on the inside. But then there's a time where the baptism comes, and then you receive the fullness of the Spirit. Amen? Father, we thank you this morning. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor, Lord. We just worship you this morning. We magnify you, Lord. I thank you for everyone in this room and those who are online. I pray, Holy Spirit, you'll just fill them, God, even as we looked into your word and we saw that this is a gift unto us, oh God. This is one of the gifts of the Spirit of God. I pray, Holy Ghost, that we will not lock ourselves out of what it is you have for us, because every good and perfect thing comes from above. It comes from the Father of lights. There is no darkness in the prayer tongue. God, we break, we bind, we oppose everything that lies to the believer that tells them that this is not for them. I take authority over that right now and I break it in the name of Jesus. I pray there will be a wave of glory right now in the name of Jesus. Maro soto rebaba he kando romosha he kadobo se te kerabosa he kera Baba Kurosha, Emando Rosso Torebosa Tadabaka, Ekando Rosha Tadaba. Fill them, God. Release their tongue this morning. Release their tongue. Release their tongue. Oh God, release their tongue this morning. In the name of Jesus. Ekanda Robasha, Eko Soto Reba Satanababa Kodobo. In the name of Jesus. And we give you the glory and we give you the honor. We give you the thanks. You are worthy, God. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy. Hallelujah.